Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polevsky, and joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good evening, Mary.
Good evening, Jonathan.
I have Georgia on my mind. You knew I was going to say that, didn't you?
I did know you were going to say that.
Yes, thank God for Hoagie Carmichael. Well, Georgia is an interesting part of the world in terms of winemaking, and frankly, an interesting part of the world, period. It's in the Kavkazo, the Caucasus, and the Southern Caucasus. It might be where wine was invented. They've been doing it for 8,000 years, so they must know something. But don't say nothing. They just keep rolling along. Meanwhile,
how many lyrics are we going to get?
I don't know. I'm not done yet, though.
Oh, no. You've just started.
Exactly so.
Are you going to tell us why Georgia has been on your mind?
So I had this interesting lunch. Katya and I went down for lunch at the Four Seasons. I will
say I was invited, but some of us have day jobs.
You have day jobs. Thankfully, our day job is, well, we're on wine. So we went down. I did learn a lot of interesting things about Georgian wine.
Top five things.
Okay. First off, we should talk about some of the grape varietals because that's a really interesting thing. Racazzatelli is an interesting white grape variety, and all the grapes we tasted were white grapes.
Okay.
They also like to mix the white grapes with the skins. Mm. So it gets a very tawny color. Mm-hmm. And if you showed a picture, and I'll put this picture on the website, and I'm hoping to get the Georgian wine guys in here. But as I say, things take time.
Someday soon.
Someday soon. We'll go with them someday soon. That's three.
Yeah.
And so they mix the wine with the skins, which was really interesting. So you get this beautiful tawny color that looks like sherry. And everybody says, ooh, that must be either fortified or sweet. And it was bone dry.
Huh.
It's very deceptive in appearance. They're moderately priced. They're definitely niche wines. They're aged in amphoras, which are buried in the earth.
Goodness.
Yeah. So
and for how long?
Oh, that varies, depending on what you're trying to do. But how interesting is it to basically put your wine in this enormous clay vessel? The vessel is buried under the earth, and then hopefully you don't have an earthquake. And as long as that vessel is intact, they seal it with beeswax, which I thought was also interesting. Mm-hmm. I would have thought plaster. But at any rate, it produces some pretty interesting wines with a lot of personality.
It sounds like kimchi.
Good call.
Well,
the other thing that's interesting is that Georgian wine, since the Soviet Union disintegrated in 1990, has enjoyed a total renaissance. During the Soviet period, it was all about tonnage. It was all about just how much can you make and send it to Moscow ASAP. And nobody cared about quality, and the industry really suffered. Now, Georgians are obsessed with wines, and they are producing some very interesting products. You know, back in the day when Grand Cru was open, one of the things that Nelson Carey liked to promote was wine that had a story.
Mm.
And Georgian wine has a great story, and it would be a great wine bar wine. And if I was running a wine bar, I would use it because it's something to talk about. And that's why you go out to drink. You know, you don't go out to drink because you can drink at home. It's cheaper. You go out to drink to socialize and to exchange interesting information, both with the people who are serving you wine and the people who are next to you.
And to maybe discover something new.
Exactly so. And Georgia wine is all of that. We'll post some on the website, I think is a good idea.
I like that wine bar idea. Maybe when we retire.
Ooh, I like that idea too. Excellent. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polevsky.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.